This is the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. During this episode, we will explore issues that matter most to Texans like you. This edition of the Texas Tribune audio brief was brought to you by Secure Democracy. Texans are strongly on board with making it easier to vote, writes Chris Perkins, a top Texas Republican pollster. Read the sponsor post on texastribune.org. And Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute. Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute's vision is for Texas to be the national leader in treating all people with mental health needs. Learn more at mmhpi.org.
After spending the past 13 months learning online because of the coronavirus pandemic, tens of thousands of Texas students returned to public school campuses this week for the State of Texas Assessments of Academic Readiness, or STAR exam. While the test is required this year, there is no penalty for elementary and middle school students who don't show up or who fail the STAR test. Texas officials have said the test would not affect students' ability to advance to the next grade. Still, when technical issues disrupted the system statewide minutes into the first day of testing, Patty Young, a longtime 7th grade language arts teacher at Murchison Middle School in Austin, saw it as another sign the test should not be happening in the midst of a pandemic and causing kids unnecessary stress. Paint a picture for me. What has the past year been like for students and teachers like yourself since the pandemic changed life as we knew it?
So, I mean, education flipped overnight. Last year, I could tell you all my kids, what they read, what genres they love, what they write about, how they did on that STAR test, their reading fluency. I could tell you if they fake read, if they don't, if they sit in a beanbag, if they stand up, and all of that stuff is gone. It's different online, right? I can't go on my 20-minute spiel about Jason Reynolds, one of my favorite authors. I have to trim it down to 5 minutes because kids are going to zone out on Zoom quicker than they would zone out in person. Because here's the thing. Their TikTok is cooler than me, and their Minecraft game is more important to them. So like, I have to try my best as their teacher, right, to trim the fat on my lessons so that I'm teaching the heart of like what they truly need to know and making it as engaging as possible for them.
So spring of 2020, the height of the pandemic, the STAR tests were waived, didn't happen. But this year, 2021, that wasn't the case.
I feel like we've had four different STAR plans, like each time I found out STAR news, it was changing. There was once a time when we heard that the kids were going to take the STAR test in hotels. It's just always changing. And I understand that the state feels like they have to have an accountability measure. And I fully get that. But I believe that our state is ready for a portfolio approach. I don't think a standardized test is working anymore. I'm pretty big on like signs, right? And like when the system that was created for us shuts down for 2.5 hours, I feel like that was just another sign of like, why are we still trying to do this?
What did you think though when you heard that after a year of mostly virtual learning, struggles at home for some students, that there would be state assessments via the STAR exam?
I was bummed. I felt defeated. In the middle of all of this, this is what we still care about. You can say that the school's grade isn't going to, your school's not going to get graded. The kids are still going to go on to the next year, but then it goes back to, well, then why are they taking it in the first place? Public education was invented so that we would have students walking around knowing what was going on in the world. And I can tell you right now, if you were to go back to any of my students in the last 13 years, if you said, what did Miss Young teach you about reading and writing? They wouldn't mention their STAR test score. They would probably say something like, Miss Young showed me my favorite author, or helped me read helped me find a book that I could read, or Miss Young showed me that I was a writer, that none of them would mention their STAR test scores. I know at the end of the day, the people in power think that they're doing what's best for kids and for teachers and families. At least I hope they do, but I don't think that they are. I don't think that having a test this big with this amount of stakes is what's right.
What did you witness on the kids' faces, or, you know, just the atmosphere when it became obvious that testing wasn't going to happen on Tuesday?
We sat down, and 5 minutes into testing, the system shut down. And one of my kids showed me his computer screen, and underneath my mask, I said, "Oh shit." And I was like, and then I remembered, like, "Patty, your vibe is contagious." And so I looked around the room, and there were some kids that looked so scared and frantically writing the rough drafts of their essay, worried about the 4-hour time limit they wanted to get done. And I said, "Okay, no, don't worry about STAR right now. Like, put your papers to the side." Then I opened up my door and figured out that everyone else was in the same situation. I read picture books to them because it was so important to me to alleviate their stress. You know, like, they looked nervous. They looked scared. They looked like half of them that came for the first time looked like, "Why did I show up today?" But yeah, then at 11:15, the system came back, and then they took the test. I had some of my friends reach out to me yesterday at the end of the school day in our group text, and they're like, "Patty, I heard that the STAR just shut down." And I said, "Yeah, it did." And then it came back up, and the kids did fine, and they did what they could with what they have, like they have for the last year and a half. Like, I almost feel like kids are just like, "What now? Like, what do you have for me now?" They've become so independent and inquisitive. And so, okay, so some math formulas might be a little bit glitchy on the Zoom call, and certain things might have not transferred over the way that they would have in person, but they're learning so much, and they'll bounce back. They always do.
Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. Join me on The Brief weekdays to get the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.